That is why, brothers, we must remember that we must always study the Quran Kareem with sababun nuzul. That know what is the background and why was that verse revealed. And when we study ahadith mubarakah, then know what is asbabul wurud. Why did Nabi alayhi salam say those words on that occasion? There was a sahabi, his name was Buraida radiallahu anhu. He and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had altercation. And he used certain words and told Sayyidina Ali, I don't like you. We are human beings, sahabas are human beings, remember that. They're not angels or something, they had feelings. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam heard about this, and to calm them down, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is my son-in-law, and man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla, that Ali radiallahu anhu is also my beloved friend, and so forth and so on. So it had nothing to do with making the khalif and so forth. Go on chronologically, it is the ending of the month of Safar, 11th year of the Hijrah. Then what happens, brothers and sisters in Islam? Mustafa alayhi salatu salam falls ill. Who does Nabi alayhi salatu salam appoint as his imam? I ask you a simple question. And these are how you will interact with them. You do not just come there and say that you can do this. You will not win them like this. Remember, engage them in academic discussion. Who could prevent Mustafa alayhi salatu salam if Nabi alayhi salatu salam had to say, oh Ali ibn Abi Talib, my son-in-law radiallahu anhu warda, you be the imam, I am ill. The sahaba all should accept it. No, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you appoint Abu Bakr Siddiq, muruhu, that you tell the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and them came, Ya Rasool Allah, my father is raqiq al-qalb. When he stands there on your musalla, he will tear and he will weep, he will never be able to perform that imamat. Mustafa alayhi salam now really furious, muru Abu Bakrin, tell him he must make imamat. Wa inna kunna law sawahibu Yusuf, you are becoming like the women who told Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam to do wrong things. You will want to give me wrong mashura. Nabi alayhi salam insisted, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and must become the imam. For approximately 2 weeks, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the imam. So this is why Shaykhul Islam and all the ulama who are here and brothers who know Arabic, is one of the greatest books you must get on this topic. Allama Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has written Minhaju Sunnah. It's a book against the Shias. And in there Ibn Taymiyyah has written this wonderful incidents. I'll mention the incident in detail and come back to Ibn Taymiyyah. So that's one big dalil that if Nabi alayhi salatu salam wanted Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to be the first khalif, he should appoint him as the imam. But he appointed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as the imam. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam passed away on a Monday. There's no question about it. Let's go backwards. Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ وَمَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif 7 times. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Authentic hadith. The incident is this, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is ill, he's sick. He tells the sahaba who are there, bring a pen and paper and I want to dictate something. In our hadith terminology, this is known as Hadithul Qirtas. Hadithul Qirtas. These are 4 or 5 days prior to the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. So somebody said that is Nabi alayhi salatu salam speaking like, you know, is he already gone, you know, to passed away and so forth? Is he so sick and so forth? He wants a pen and paper. So then there was some ikhtilaf and difference of opinion. It's true. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Qumu anni, go away from me. The Shias turned the whole story around using our books as well. And what do they say? They say, look at the injustice of the Sahaba. It was few days prior to the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. He wanted to write down the name of Sayyidina Ali and all the other imams thereafter. But this Umar bin Khattab, this Sayyidina Abu Bakr, this Sahaba, They were the one who prevented them. And Sayyidina Umar said, Hasbuna Kitabullah, Allah's Kitab is sufficient for us. They raised three objections. Makul Kufr, Kufr Nabashad, remember what I'm telling you now is Kufr. We feel so difficult to utter such words. The first objection they said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is talking nonsense, Allah forbid. First objection. Second objection they made is, they said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Hasbuna Kitabullah. And then they have another objection that they say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar are usurpers of the leadership. Let's look at each one of this and see. I can't go into all explanation very briefly. For the ulama, this hadith is mentioned 7 times in Bukhari Sharif. 6 places in Bukhari Sharif it comes, a hajara with hamza istifham. And one place it is mentioned just hajara without the hamza. So if you look at that one hadith, then the meaning could be hajara, that he passed away or is on the verge of leaving us, fahjurhum hajran jameela. Or the meaning could be Allah forbid, talk nonsense and so forth. So the Shias quote Bukhari Sharif, our book, conveniently leaving out the 6 other ahadith and quoting the one where the hamza is not mentioned. The meaning of the hadith is, a hajara, has Nabi alayhi salam be on the verge of leaving us? So is Nabi alayhi salatu salam going to in a coma? And then first of all, ask him. So if Allah forbid Nabi alayhi salatu salam is gone in that state, he doesn't know what he's speaking, then what is the meaning of ask him? It has no meaning then. It becomes something superfluous, something zaid and extra. So remember that first argument holds no weight. Second argument, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Hasbuna Kitabullah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu knows he was in Hajj already. In Hajj already the ayat was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Watmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati. The deen was complete. So what Nabi alayhi salatu salam had to write or wanted to dictate was not so important in this sense that it is going to change the whole Sharia or something as the Shias want us to believe. So we have the Quran, we have the Sunnah, and now Nabi alayhi salatu salam is ill. Third one they said no. That Nabi alayhi salatu salam did not write it, and Sayyidina Umar especially did not allow Nabi alayhi salatu salam write it. Fine, let's take that objection. This is Thursday, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ. This is the Thursday. Sayyidina Umar wasn't there Friday, Saturday, Sunday all the time. They all came in and out, in and out. If Nabi alayhi salatu salam really wanted to write the imamate of the Shias, he could have easily written it and no one could prevent him. So remember that these are the allegations made against Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba. They say Sayyidina Umar said, Hasbuna Kitabullah, so he's rejecting the hadith. Remember in the Arabic language, if you say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, Allah is sufficient for me and Allah is the best dispenser of our affairs, does it mean we're rejecting Nabi alayhi salam? No. So that is how we will answer them point by point, that is the Shias. Now brothers, we're coming to the most important point. And this point is, the second point, we must understand this point here. Everything of Shiaism rotates around this point here. What is the point that we are going to discuss? You see, Shias, there are many, many groups, even today. If you go today to Yemen, I've been there, alhamdulillah, you get the Zaydi Shias. Imam Zayd, they came to him and told him, oh Zayd, that you must curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and them. He said, I'm not prepared to do this. Farafadu, and they left him. And in the year 121 AH after Hijrah, they assassinated and killed him. Shias killed Imam Zayd, remember that. The Zaydis are Muslim in Yemen, in Sana'a and those places. We don't agree with everything they say. For example, they say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an is the greatest companion among all the Sahaba. We don't agree with that. But they also speak very highly and believe in Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum and so forth. So we should know that as well. Then you get other groupings of the Shias, there's no time to go into that. Let's come to the main one. They call themselves, as far as belief go, Imamiya or Ithna Ashariya. Imamiya, they believe in the Imams. Or they believe in 12 Imams, so therefore they call themselves Ithna Ashariya. And in Fiqh, in jurisprudence, we call ourselves Muslim, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. In Fiqh, we say we follow the Shafi school, or Hanafi school, or Maliki, Hanbali school. They say in Fiqh, they are following the Jafari school. We'll discuss that in detail just now. Central to the belief of the Shias, dear brothers, sisters, is this concept of Imamiyya. They say that this is of paramount importance, brothers. How we believe and the Shias believe, until here we are equal, regarding prophethood, Almighty Allah selected the prophets and messengers. Just now our Mawlana wonderful Nazam, he read, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen one, the selected one. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Now when you go after that, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, Khilafat came into operation and became into existence. I told you, I'll come back to Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam wrote in Minhajul Sunnah, do you know what Nabi alayhi salam wanted to write? Nabi alayhi salatu salam wanted to write, clearly, explicitly, after me, said Abu Bakr Siddiq, but we made the Khalif, because the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam himself said, as mentioned in Bukhari, Ya'aballahu al-mu'minun illa ayyakuna Abu Bakr.